This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Fort Collins and Greeley are still not pulling water out of the Cashlapooter River. That's after a major mudslide last month, which killed three people and contaminated the waterway. Sean Chambers directs the Greeley Sewer and Water Department.
The river has been impacted in a water quality sense in a very significant way, and we won't be able to take river water for I don't know how many weeks, but several weeks going into the future.
Horsetooth Reservoir is a backup water supply for both Greeley and Fort Collins. Chambers is confident it can last until the river recovers. The United Nations has released its latest major report on climate change. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it shows the planet is headed past a critical threshold.
That target is 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming. Beyond that, experts worry human society might not be able to adapt. But the recent UN report found the planet will probably get there by the early 2030s. Linda Mearns is a Boulder climate scientist and a lead author. She says it's bad news.
But I think we can survive with 2 degrees. You know, it depends upon how big of a world of hurt are you willing to have.
The report predicts more droughts, floods, and wildfires for Colorado and the western U.S. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man has pleaded guilty to participating in the storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Glenn West Lee Croy sent a photo of himself in the Capitol to a Facebook friend who alerted law enforcement. He originally faced 4 criminal charges, but pleaded guilty to 1 misdemeanor count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building. As part of the plea deal, Croy agreed to talk to investigators about the riot. He'll be sentenced in October. More smoky skies for Colorado today. In Metro Denver, highs in the lower 90s, the mountains, mostly the 80s. In Golden, it's 70 degrees, Minturn 51, Palisade 67. This is CPR News.